from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to close out our Washington Post-a-palooza right now with our third guest from the Washington Post. That is Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for the Washington Post, and she joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. Good morning, Chelsea. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Big to-do last night at Nationals Park. Juan Soto returns. Dylan Cruz makes his debut. Lots going on, and lots of Nats fans are stuck in their fields thinking, hey, maybe we have a shot at bringing back Juan Soto as he's a looming free agent. I don't want to lead the witness. How big of a possibility?
Those Nats fans had too many $19 Miller Lights at the stadium.
How realistic is that for Nats fans to kind of pine for Juan Soto, who's been on a mini odyssey since he left here?
You know, I think if you had ownership that would make a credible bid, it would be realistic, because I think Juan Soto is open to returning. I think he had a great relationship with Davey. I think, you know, all of those things mean that DC would be a credible landing spot for him. I just don't know that you have ownership that's going to come anywhere near the offer they made him a few years ago, which wasn't enough at the time, so probably won't be now. So I don't believe they'll put the offer up. But if they do, I think he will consider it.
Hmm. Isn't it, though? I mean, maybe he's... I feel like if you gave him truth serum, I said this to Barry earlier, that he would tell you, maybe I should have just...
$440 million.
Maybe I should have taken the deal. I didn't necessarily want to leave here. You know what I mean? Who knows? Will he be more vociferous? Because I just feel like, from the outside looking in, Chelsea, well, he's a Boris client, and there's no circumstance, I agree with you, where the Learners are ever going to outbid, say, even just the Mets. I mean, they're just never going to do it. So it's the possibility to me looks like zero.
You know, I am hopeful that Juan takes a firmer stance with Scott this time around. I think you are absolutely right that if he had to do it again, he would probably take the money from the Nationals. I don't know that for sure, but I saw him the day after the trade. I saw him in San Diego, and he was just not the same guy. You know, the joy has come back since he got to New York, and I'm happy to see that. But I think that turning down that much money at that age was something a lot of people around him raised their eyebrows at. So, you know, we have now seen what he looks like on a winning team in a big market. Like, he can handle all that. So I am hopeful that he kind of is not just out there for the highest bidder. I don't think Juan Soto is, but is Juan Soto and Scott Boras, you know, a combination that is going to just go to the money? I don't know. But I think if it's up to Juan Soto, he wants to win. He wants to be on a big stage. And, you know, if he thinks he can get that in D.C. and the money's there, like, I think that's a super reasonable option.
What did you think of last night with Dylan Cruz making his debut? Went 0-for-3, got the walk. You know, I think he's going to be a good player. I don't know how good. I don't know if he's going to be, you know, all-star caliber. Certainly we hope so. But what did you think of last night and his reception?
You know, I think he is a really solid baseball player. Barry and I talked about this. Every time we hear him speak, he reminds us of Bryce. And I mean that in a great way, just this way of like, I'm meant to be here. whatever happens, I'm going to be ready for. He's just got this edge to him. And, you know, when they announced him before the game and he was stretching, he kind of smiled. Like, he wasn't trying to be too cool for school. I think the moment meant something for him. I don't think he was afraid to embrace it. You know, he might hit 270 for 13 years, and that would be a great career. Mm-hmm. And I think his value is going to be just the sturdiness of the person. It sounds corny, but I think he feels like the kind of guy who is used to winning and wants to win. And I think they need that. I think some of their young guys are still really young. You know, Wood, Abrams, they didn't have that college polish where they played on huge stages and learned how to win, you know, on the big stage. But Dylan Cruz has that. And I think they need that. And he looks like the kind of kid who can bring it.
Are you surprised that they're pitching, especially the younger guys who weren't even called up until sometime during the season, are pitching this well, like the Mitchell Parkers, the DJ Hers? I'm a little surprised that Gore has struggled over the last 10 starts or so. I thought his ERA would be much lower than 4.5. But Parker's been pretty good. Hers has been really good, in my opinion. Especially with all the injuries that Gray going down, Williams going down, Jake Irvin's been really good. Are you surprised by the young pitchers?
I am. And I think that whatever happens this year, you know, Dylan Cruz could go 0 for 100. And I think that this year is still good for the Nats because they found good young pitching. Maybe not all those guys will be this good forever, but I think, you know, there is every reason to believe in Jake Irvin, and that is not somebody you considered a part of this rotation when you were kind of mapping it out, you know. He's a tough guy. He's a guy who, you know, I think Mike Rizzo respects a lot, just kind of has these guts to him that I think they need and haven't really been able to develop, frankly, in their own pitchers in years. I think DJ Hurst has looked ready, you know, big lefty arm that is only going to improve if they do it right. I think Gore has been the disappointment, but that's the best of the bunch. So if you can get him figured out next year, bring Cavalli in, you know, suddenly you're a little further along in that realm than you kind of thought you were. So I think they're impressed with what the young starters are doing. I think it is monumental that the Nationals have been able to bring up a few young starters that have exceeded expectations. That's just not been something they've been able to do in recent years. I think that they are further along than they might have been at this time in the rebuild, simply because they've been surprised by those guys, and they look like, you know, you can see the rotation moving forward now.
You know, you mentioned Cavalli, and I used to keep asking about him, and I don't know, like, it seems like he's having complications, right? It seems like Tommy John, it shows you that as routine as it has become, it's not always perfect, and some guys never do quite make. I mean, is that the situation? Have they shut him down?
My understanding is he's throwing from distance on flat ground again, but that they did shut him down. You know, he had a little dead arm there. You're right. Like, Tommy John is not automatic. I think a lot more people have this happen than you realize. I think just it happened in the middle of the season. A lot of times you see guys going through this in spring training or something. You know, like, I don't necessarily think it means he's never going to get back, but it's taking longer. And it definitely is concerning. So I think they're in a spot where they don't have to rush him, give him the full off season, you know, and then I think you start worrying if we're in spring training and he's not on a regular schedule. But for me right now, it's like, yeah, it's not great, but it doesn't mean, you know, the world is ending. Cause a lot of guys try to come back from TJ, get the dead arm, you know, have to kind of rebuild and find it again. It's not kind of damning in any way, in my opinion, yet.
Okay.
Chelsea, Mike Rizzo has to be thrilled with the production from Luis Garcia. That was a guy he had to give some tough love to last season, especially about his conditioning. But he leads the Nats in basically every major offensive category outside of home runs. He trails Abrams there. He throws in 20 stolen bases. Like, Rizzo has to be pumped with what he's getting from him.
Totally. That's sort of another sneaky good part of this year is, you know, Luis Garcia being what they thought he could be. You know, I remember when he came up, you know, he had braces. He was a teenager at his first spring training, and like, he was the next Soto. I mean, he was really well, highly thought of. And like you said, there just had to be some maturation there, but that guy can put the bat on the ball. He is getting a lot smarter in the box. And I think he's just an asset moving forward. You know, they've got a lot of good young talent. He's still very young. Really good vibes guy, you know, just a kind of a fun, chill guy in there. I think he's again, just another piece that maybe they didn't expect to be where he is this year, where you kind of look up and say, okay, you know, that's another part of a winning team. Jacob Young, another part of a winning team you maybe didn't expect to see be quite so effective. And little by little, you start to see more of this coming together than you expected. And that's why I think this offseason is so big, because the pieces are there. They've gotten the development they needed to get out of a lot of guys, and now you need to help them take the steps they can't take themselves.
Sorry, so just give me your thoughts on the National League in general. Philly looks like they're the team to beat because of their combination of their lineup and their starting pitching. Dodgers are, you know, they're just trying to figure out who they're going to throw every 5 days with Bueller and Kershaw now in the rotation. So I don't love their pitching because Glasnow's always hurt. But Milwaukee has shocked me. I can't believe they have a 10-game lead in the division. I thought the Cardinals and Reds would be much better, but Milwaukee's certainly much better. And then the Braves are the Braves, but they've had a ton of injuries. So just kind of give me your thoughts on the Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers, and the Padres have been white hot in the last month. So what are you thinking about in the National League right now? The Phillies, the team to beat?
I think so. I mean, they just basically forgot how to play for the last 2 months, honestly. I mean, they were just bad for no good reason. No structural problems, just bad. And I think that's not going to be true forever. You know, Bryce was barely hitting. He hits a walk-off last night against the Astros. It's like, you know, I think the Phillies need pressure to be good. I think we've seen that the last few years. And, you know, with Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola and their rotation and Harper and Turner and Schwarber and all those guys, it's just hard to bet against them. The Dodgers pitching is very shaky. That doesn't mean that if Glasnow and Yamamoto and others are healthy when it matters that they can't make a run. I think they can. But it's just so wide open. And the Padres are really interesting to me because, unlike every one of the last few years when it seems like they've been disappointing, they now kind of look like they've got the vibe. You know, they've got Jackson Merrill coming out of nowhere, being a Rookie of the Year candidate. Their top three starters are now Dylan Cease, Yu Darvish, and Joe Musgrove, which is a pretty formidable top. They made a ton of moves at the deadline, got two elite back into the bullpen arms and an already pretty good bullpen. So they, to me, if you're picking a sleeper in, you know, to make a run, they look ready to do that, and I would be worried about them if I'm in the NL.
All right, quickly, American League. Orioles having some injury issues. Grayson Rodriguez, what's the update on him? They're two back of the Yankees. And then, of course, you got Cleveland just one up on the Royals. Do you know the Royals' win total for the year, Chels, was 74.5, and they're already at 74 wins? I mean, incredible. And then, obviously, Houston is Houston, and they're going to win that division. But give me your thoughts on the Orioles and Yankees just before we let you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think the Orioles had a bad trade deadline, and they're paying for it. You know, I don't know how you go into the trade deadline with a struggling Craig Kimbrel as your closer and come out of it with no closer. So that's kind of, you know, their pitching's injured, they're beat up. But I think they didn't put themselves in the best position to succeed this year. I think the Yankees are really good. They're probably the team to beat. The Astros are back to life and full Astros form, so it's hard to bet against them. I'm not a huge believer in the Guardians right now. I think they kind of are coming back to earth a little bit, but Royals are dangerous. They made a lot of great moves this year on a budget and look kind of ready to roll. So it'll be interesting. I think the Yankees and Astros continue to be the favorites until someone disrupts them. And I think if the Orioles could get a little healthier, they've got a shot, but their pitching scares me too much to bet on them right now.
What's the update on Grayson?
Yeah, I think he could be back for the postseason, maybe mid-September, but he's got to build back, and that, we know that takes time.
Okay.
Chelsea, thanks as always. Good catching up with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep, we appreciate it. Chelsea Janes, national baseball writer for the Washington Post. You want to keep listening, because when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Jason Aldean at Jiffy Lube Live. So keep listening for your chance to win. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.